Tonight, a New England nonprofit hosts a rather unique fundraiser. It's a play featuring ex-convicts who've become actors to raise awareness and money for other convicts about to finish their prison sentences.
You can replace anything in life except for time.
Do I want to be the poster child for prison reform? No. I want to move forward in my life.
And even though I've been out of jail for 10 years now, it's still get the crooked eye, you still get they don't want to deal with you.
WBUR's Andrea Shea reports now on how some true life stories help these new actors win their roles.
It's my story and it's real and it is what it is, but it's just pitiful in a way in some senses because it's just so wasted. All this time just wasted.
LaTanya Jones looks younger than her hard-lived 50 years and was incarcerated for fraud.
And I think back and it was like, oh, this is disgusting, but I feel like sometimes like a cat. You know, cats have a litter, and then they leave the litter. They leave the kittens. That's how nasty it is. That's how nasty addiction and crime is. You know, I was a mother with three children who dropped them like a litter.
Jones is one of three ex-convicts turned actors sitting around a long table at the Piano Factory Theater in Boston's South End. Shira Milikowski is directing.
So I feel like we're ready to do some reading work. So let's get everybody on the same page. So here is a binder for you.
Jones is reading the part of Vilma in The Castle, a series of autobiographical monologues written and originally produced by four other ex-offenders in New York.
I began using more than ever, but that didn't even matter to me then because it was the drugs that made me feel good. It was the drugs that made me feel important, made me feel like I was somebody and that everybody wanted to be around me. Like I was finally the star then, you know, me, I'm the star now.
Jones says she sees parts of herself in Vilma's words and in her life story.
So she had two incarcerations and I had two incarcerations. I'd just recently been released from federal custody and I served 4 years. When I left my daughter, she was a little 9-year-old girl. And now she's a 14-year-old trying to find her way.
And now LaTanya Jones is a busy youth advocate and a novelist. Her emotional connection to the monologue struck producer Karen Trachtenberg. She works for Venturing Out, the nonprofit behind the fundraising event. After she posted a casting call for The Castle in October, Trachtenberg says a long line of accomplished actresses tried out for the part of Vilma, but
it just didn't ring true. It's like the thing about this piece is you have to 100% believe what these actors are saying, that they are these people. You know, LaTanya came in and auditioned, and we were like, ah. She's like, I believe this. I totally believe this.
For Trachtenberg, The Castle is powerful because it tells stories about crime, redemption, and rehabilitation that aren't often told. It also humanizes Venturing Out's mission to teach incarcerated men and women how to be entrepreneurs when they get out of prison.
I'm Michael Yeba. I wish I knew of a program like this when I got out of jail.
37-year-old Yeba got out 10 years ago and is playing the character of Kaz in this production. He says the multiple violent felonies on his record are seen as indelible black marks by potential employers, making his real post-prison life tough. But these days, he's working hard as an actor, screenwriter, and producer.
I have 5 children. There's a saying that someone used to say, you know, when Christmas time rolls around and your kid wants that Xbox or PlayStation, it takes a real man to go out and work 80 extra hours a week to buy it versus, you know, standing on a corner for half an hour and you can make it real quick. And it always kind of rang true to me. I'd rather work, you know, and I do work. I mean, I barely sleep anymore.
The one actor here who isn't an ex-con is 55-year-old Lonnie Farmer. He plays Angel.
Any sentient being can relate to other people's pain. And if you're an actor and you can't do that, maybe you shouldn't be acting.
Even though Farmer's never been an inmate, he's intimate with the correction system and its harsh realities. Farmer's real-life day job is social worker for the Department of Children and Families.
Many of the parents with whom I work are ex-offenders. Some are current offenders. I have no doubt that some will be future offenders.
According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, 67% of offenders will be rearrested within 3 years of release. The good news is studies show education and work help keep ex-cons from going back to jail. That's what Venturing Out and the people breathing life into this production of The Castle want to see. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Castle is being presented tonight at Babson College as part of Venturing Out's fundraising event called From Offender to Entrepreneur.